To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, B-Mitch and Philly, 106.7 The Fan, and we're going to get right to it. Now, I'm going to let you know the phone lines are going to be open basically all damn day. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm going to just let you all know, I was highly disappointed last night in the game as well. I did not expect that whatsoever. After watching them play against the Miami Dolphins over there in Spain and Madrid, then coming back and having a game that they went out and I think they gave great effort against the Denver Broncos. I was expecting that type of effort. Didn't expect it to come out like it did yesterday, but I can just say this, and I know there are going to be the people calling in, want to blame this person, that person, this side, that side. I'm going to say it's a whole damn team problem. It don't have nothing to do with an individual. Don't have nothing to do with one side of the ball. And certainly everybody has an issue right now. Coaches, players, let's say offense, defense, especially, everybody has an issue right now. And this has been going on for a long time. You want to see things pop up. Jaden came back yesterday, went out. From what I talked to and heard a lot of people, he could have went back into that game. And after watching him and watched him not put anything on his arm, I truly believe that. I know we're going to have all of the couch GMs and coaches today calling in and saying what you think. And let's just say this. If we agree with you, we agree with you. We don't. Don't try to attack us, because I will come right back at your ass. I'm going to tell you that straight up. But let's get into it. All right, Jaden come back. And Jeff, are you sitting here because of what? You want to talk to me?
They don't have JP. They have JW.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So I'm here to help.
But the thing is this, okay? That game started. First pass from, when they get the ball, they go right down the field, boom, score. Then Jaden gets out his first strike, 28 yards, boom to Terry. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a good one here. You go right down the field, get inside the goal line, get inside the five, and one run, throw it three times. That, to me, has become like a narrative. When we get inside the five, we throw. Chris was averaging 8 yards a carry at that moment. Chris ended up averaging 5.2. I think McNichols averaged 4.6. I just have a thing of about, and I, as a former quarterback and a player, I think like this. If you can't stop the run, I'm going to run until you stop it. There are a lot of coaches who draw up a game plan and understand I may have to waver away from it. Some people feel I got to run everything I put on that card. Football is not ran like that. Life is not ran like that. All of us have come up and decided what we wanted to do in life. And I guarantee you, I would say 100% of the people, you did not hit everything you wanted to hit in life. You had to adjust somewhere along the way to get to where you wanted to go. And I believe the same damn thing has to happen in football. The second half, I see Chris get pushed aside and then here come Bill. Why does it have to be that way every time? I think there is no rhythm whatsoever. I don't think there's a rhythm on defense. I saw stuff coming with DQ calling it yesterday. I don't know what it was. And as a former player, I would tell you this. We could sit up here and blame coaches all day. Players make that stuff happen. I've been on teams where the coaches were outstanding and the players were able to make little slight adjustments and make the coach look even smarter. I've been on teams where the coaches couldn't get a damn thing right, but the players believed and had enough pride in themselves where they got it right. But in this day and age right now, there are so many excuses about everything else, and we get so much false information when it comes down to this damn thing right here and the social media aspect. Somebody could go out and put the dumbest ish ever out there, and if you get enough likes about it, people gonna start believing in this facts. Most people don't have a damn clue what happens inside of football, what goes into a game plan, what goes into getting ready for it. So I understand all the things gonna be, but everybody, you have a right to be pissed off. Because what you saw yesterday was not nothing that we expected, nothing we want. And I see that. Like, that's why I tell people what I do, I critique what the hell I see. I don't try to get personal about stuff. Because you know what? I don't know what you're dealing with at home or what could have happened or what could have made somebody try. But what I see on that football field, just like once anything becomes public information, we can discuss it. But if it's something that somebody said, well, I think somebody said that, I'm not going with what I think somebody said. And I'd be damned if I'm going to listen to somebody that just sits here and call into these shows every day and think they know every damn thing. But what I saw was despicable yesterday. I did not like it. I didn't like the energy. I didn't like the approach. I didn't like nothing that was going on that whole damn game. And it's amazing how the week before we were praising them because they gave great effort in this. Well, I think me, JP, all of us got to get back to when you do something great, we'll praise it. We got to stop. It's like that, what we call it, the participation trophy era. Just because you play hard means nothing. You got to play, that's your job. Be consistent every week. And if you can go out there and be consistent every week, I guarantee you'll get a lot of victories. If you can go out there and push yourself, you'll get victories. But if you're just expecting any little, oh, well, look, I showed up. Well, that's your damn job. You get paid to show up. You know? So for me, I didn't see what I expected. I was like, what the hell is this?
I didn't understand it either, B. At one point, they were 6-for-6 on third downs. One of them third downs completed was 3rd and 12. It's like after that play call inside of the red zone where we basically ran all the way down there and then decided to pass 3 times, after that, it seemed like the life was just sucked out of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just seemed like a defeated team was on that field yesterday.
It seemed like that. Like, and for me, like, what I always say is, blitz. And we saw what, listen, bro.
They were sending heat.
They were sending people from different areas, different. And you know what that did? That made our offensive line have to think. That made our tight ends have to think. It made the receivers have to be perfect. It made the quarterback second guess. Because if you sit back in the NFL, and we saw this yesterday because in pregame, and all week we were saying the guy Bursich, when we talked to him about J.J. McCarthy, he said what the guy was, how bad he was playing. He wouldn't get no pressure. Any quarterback in the NFL, if you don't put pressure on them, they will pick your ass apart. When you got a quarterback playing the level of 7-on-7, you're going to have problems dealing with that. And what he did was drop back and just hit the open receiver. When you can't get pressure, and you're playing a zone where the zone is where you're dropping so far off the player. These guys ran 15-yard outs. Run out, boom, catch the ball, and it takes a couple seconds for the guy to come touch him. I hit him. I knock him out of bounds. Too deep. So, listen, what they did, they made us speed everything up. And when you speed, if you don't practice like that, you can't do it very well. And I saw they played at a different speed than we played at. And it affected us.
Yeah, man. And then with the trick play, I don't think our offense is clicking well. Well, we know the offense is not clicking well enough. Why do you set up a trick play for who was that? Trent Scott?
No, that was Coleman.
Oh yeah, Brandon Coleman. Why you set that up for him to go out there? Now it was no reason to pull that out, B. We need to play hard, smash mouth football. They knew that, and I don't know if Cliff gets in his own head, but there is no way them guys are running that hard in the backfield. You said what, 5.2 and 4. What?
6.
Either way, that's 9 yards between your running backs right there. And to go away from that, and I honestly liked how they got Terry involved early, making Jaden throw the ball. But it's like when you go to that and then your run is working, keep running the ball, let it open it up. And I don't know what it is that's going on in Cliff's mind. It seems like he is just thinking too hard about this.
Yeah, it's listen, I understand this day and age is supposed to be about passing. But I'll go back to the Patriots when I used to watch them, a lot of the Patriots, because I was baffled. Why 1 week I'll see them run the ball 50-something times. The next week they throw it 40-something times. So someone asked Bill Belichick one day, say, Coach, you know, you don't have like a consistency in what you do. He said, well, we run what works. So if a team is horrible at defense, stopping the run, I'm running the ball on them till they stop it. If they can't stop the pass, I'm going to throw it till they can't stop it. We have a mindset of what we think we want to do. I think this is what you do. Like this show, we come in with a game plan, and sometimes a certain story will hit, and you have to call an audible and go a different direction. Same thing happens in football, and I see every week like I'm watching this offense, and I think I'm watching us run Chris. He's having success. And when we coming out in the second half, he doesn't touch the ball till late in the fourth quarter again. That has to be something you're deciding on. I watch us run down the field. Then we get inside, we just feel we got to do something else. That's a decision. That's not what they're dictating to you. See, defenses try to dictate to offenses. I played under two coaches, and Joe Gibbs and Andy Reid. They dictated to you. They made you adjust to what they were doing. And I think right now we just got to get to the point where let's stop being sexy about it. Let's stop trying to be pretty and understand what still works in football. Smash them out. Run, come downhill, run the damn football as hard as you possibly can. That little two, Aaron Jones, he looks like he should be a scat back. But they were running him. They were running Mason. He is a small dude. They don't care. Because the offensive linemen are going to initiate it. And I still say it over and over again. When you have an offense and it's blocking, pass blocking is passive. Run blocking is aggressive. When those guys get that aggressive mindset, they play a lot better football. But you run them down, then you get down the goal line. I think it got to mess with their heads, too. Like, well, damn, you don't think we can get this?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
2-3 yards? It has to mess with them.
Yeah, it really looked like it shook the confidence of the team, even defensively. It's like we were not flying to the ball with a purpose yesterday. Mm-hmm. I believe Mikey could have made that tackle on when they ran that outside. It just seemed like everything was just defeated. Mm-hmm. We felt it through the TV. We hear it through the announcers. Like, why are they throwing the ball? They need to get back to it. Everyone sees it. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Cliff, what are we doing? I thought we were found. You know, last week when Dan, mm-hmm. we lost the game, we not lost no more. I felt mm-hmm. lost in the first quarter, B.
Yeah.
I felt lost.
That one kind of confused me. But all right, I want to get back to something else. We saw a gruesome injury last night. Zach Ertz, I mean, you can see how his leg bent, man. That didn't look good whatsoever. You saw him on the sideline crying. You saw Jaden reacting to it. I understand what people are saying, and I know last night we were talking about defenseless receivers. I think if you're going to call a guy catching a ball defenseless when they get hit up top, that got to be defensive if you hit a guy in the knee. But we can't keep making rules for every damn thing that happened in football. Football is a violent sport. I feel sorry for him. You know, this is a guy who late in the career, you don't want to see people have to go out like that, but was he 35, 36 years old? This could be the last one, you know? But I watch him, the dude work his ass off, and you feel for him. But, you know, these DBs, they small DBs, they ain't trying to hit you up top, bro. They trying to get you where they can.
Yeah, I believe Marcus, he got to throw a better ball than that because you sent that up high. It was two defenders on him.
Mm-hmm.
At least, I don't know. I think you dirt that.
Yeah, you can throw it lower.
It was bad.
But you know, you hope whatever. You want to come back and leave out in a different way. More power to him. I pray that he could get healthy and to be able to do the rest of life. But listen, you know, one thing about life. I know we are going to have people calling in highly upset about this game. Football still is a damn game. It's not more important than life. So when I watch guys get injuries like that, I want to make sure that they can get back and do the things they need to do or have to do. They got kids to go play with, things like that. You want to be able to do those things. That pops into my head a little bit more in the game. The game pisses me off too. But as I said once before, when you start thinking about what's really important, that win or loss in that game is not super important. I understand it, maybe for some people, but it's not for me all the time. Let's get to the phone lines real quick here. And who got on line two? You say that the loss is a blessing in disguise. Let's jump to that. Damien, what's up, brother? Jamie. Hi, me. What's up, brother?
Hey, Beat Means. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man.
I'm very disappointed. When you look at a game and you look at and you cannot find one, two, or three players that play well, that means that it was a team bad performance. And you know what? I'm lowering my expectations now. I think at the beginning, we had a wonderful season. The first season, it was like unbelievable. We NFC Championship. And what we did in the second season, and understandably so, you know, we bet on continuing that. We thought that we were very close to winning a Super Bowl. So let's go all in. We traded some picks. We got some nice additions to the team. But now we realize with all these injuries that you don't have as good as a foundation that you should be having. So I think when I said blessing in disguise, I said we have to return to rebuilding the team. I remember all these bad drafts from the Ron Rivera administration. We will talk about it all the time about the missed picks, missed first round picks and all of that. Maybe we have to go back to that. Concentrate on rebuilding the team. And now, for now on, it's an evaluation mode, not only for players, but also for coaches. Because I see organizations that, for example, the 49ers, you see how decimated with injuries they are, but they're still competitive. Right?
Yeah.
Because they have a deep roster, they have a great coaching staff, and they can keep them in games. But we don't have that. So we don't have that strong foundation, and we have to concentrate on building that instead of, you know, going all in for a Super Bowl. We're far away from that.
All right, Jaime. Appreciate your call, man. I totally agree with you. I think all those teams that we try to compare this team to, saying that they have injuries too and they're successful, they have a great foundation. They've been doing this thing 6, 7, 8 years. We're in the second year of it, and I understand. I know a lot of people now got this revisionist history. Oh, man, we should have done – everybody wanted them to go for it after they went to the NFC Championship game last year. Hell, I wanted them to go for it too. They tried. It didn't work. You get back to building this thing, and then you can still get back. And I think it won't take as long as many people think. You know, they have the right pieces in place, and if you start adding the legitimate spots, you need a pass rusher. You need another cornerback. Okay, when you get those things in place, you'll find out this thing could jump for you. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to start, go right to the, back to the phone lines, 800-636-1067. I'm going to start off with my man Zeke. But when you have a house sale, you want to reach out to my friend John Leahy. John has a... If you have a house to sell, reach out to my friend John Leahy and John Leahy of the Fine Living Group. But just like Javier and Emma did. Emma, they wanted a new home. They wanted something updated to help them serve as a new beginning. But first, they need to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy it. And while it was stressful, Dustin, a member of the John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group, showed them the strategy to execute both transactions, both at the same time and hassle-free. Elma and Javier's home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 over the asking price. And thanks to the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for a new, your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time. So call John today at 301-900-3052 or hit him online at johnsellsdmv.com. Or even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.